Blog Talk Radio.
This is on, I guess. Okay, anyways. All right, and welcome. This is my new podcast series. As you can see, the name of the podcast series is not the most creative I can come up with, but hey, it will do for now. But anyways, yeah. After many years of actually, you know, observing what was going on around me on my personal journey of awakening, I've come to realize one of the many problems with humanity, and that's the reason why we're in the mess we're in is because of the fact that what it ultimately comes down to is just plain ignorance when it comes to what we're capable of and people ignoring certain common sense rules when it comes to how our actions, our beliefs, our behaviors influences the world. It concerns this thing called universal law. Some call it natural law, but I'm going to get into that in a minute. But anyways, in the link, I think in the description for this episode, you're going to find links to my brand new YouTube page and a link to my blog, which is also, I think it's also displayed on the profile page. The blog's name is theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com, I believe. But you'll find the link in there. And there's the YouTube page, which is brand new as well and needs some love. The videos pretty much don't got any views right now. So, all right, let's take a look at the overview here, what I got planned today or this evening. By the way, yeah, my name. I'm known as the Lone Observer, but you can call me J. Remy, Joseph Remy, or simply JR. It doesn't matter. But yeah, that's pretty much the name I go by. J. Remy is my pen name, my writer name, and all that. So yeah, whatever. So let's get to the point. About this podcast series. This podcast series is going to be about people rediscovering their personal sovereignty and learning how to take it back. Because a lot of people don't understand that they own themselves and they have the power to make changes. A lot of people are completely disempowered by a control system that's in place that's there to make them think they're disempowered. A lot of people think that they don't have any power to do anything or that there's people out there who can influence their lives. Not understanding that people choose for that to happen. People actually give their consent to this control system because they believe in it, especially because of the fact they believe in this religion called authority, which is a big problem. Well, and let's go back to suffering for a second. Another reason why a lot of people suffer is because of the fact that, one, because they're constantly, like I said, giving their power away to other people. Two, they keep committing wrong actions that are out of alignment with universal law. And as for universal law, if you want to know more about that, then you're going to have to go to my blog. And there's a section there that you'll see on the front page near the top called Universal Law and the Critical Importance of It. It's all the information about it is there. Everything is there. I don't want to go in depth today because I don't have a lot of time. And this podcast is not going to be very long as it is because, like I said, this is an introduction. But anyways, what else? Let me see. Let's take a look at my thing for today. Oh, yeah, and also, another thing here is that a lot of people need that. What I'm going to also talk about is people needing to have embrace self-ownership. Because this concept of self-ownership is something that's been sucked right out of people. People have been conditioned to actually think that authority has to do everything for them, have to live their lives for them and do all these things for them. As a result, people don't have a sense of self-ownership. You ask, what is self-ownership? Self-ownership is actually knowing that you own yourself, own your body, own your life, and you're responsible for that. It's connected to the idea, or more so, the reality of personal responsibility. And all these things I talk about, personal sovereignty, that I am going to talk about, personal sovereignty, empowerment, self-ownership, personal responsibility, universal law, this is all ultimately comes down to one thing. And that's you being personally responsible for all the things that you do in your life in this entire reality. That's what a lot of people don't understand. The reason why things are the way they are is because of the fact that people don't want to take personal responsibility for all the things that are going on. They don't ask questions. They don't look at themselves and ask that if my actions are contributing to the problem. And I noticed that that is a big, big problem that has to be dealt with. What else? And also, we also need to, one thing about taking back your own power and your own sovereign, and your own sense of sovereignty is actually using these things responsibly. We have, the prime creator, the creator of all has given us free will. The biggest problem here is that humanity takes that for granted or actually throws that free will away because of the fact they give their powers away to someone else. Or they want to be ruled by others, this attitude of being owned by somebody else, this whole myth of authority that doesn't exist in nature and all that. But anyways, what we need to also understand that what this is really about is consciousness. Because conscious raising is something that needs to also be done. A lot of people want to talk about change. A lot of people want to talk about wanting to change the system or wanting to do some alternative things, but what use is all this if we don't actually get down to the bottom up, or more so we get to a bottom, if we don't go for a bottom up solution or get to the real roots of all why these bad things are going on or why the system are the way it is? It comes down to our consciousness. One of the universal laws is as above, so below. I mean, what's going on out there is a reflection of what's going on inside ourselves. We are, like I said, our right and wrong actions are like a cosmic mirror of the universe. And a lot of the problem here is that this all relates to how the real law of attraction is related to simply just how you live your life and your attitudes and your behavior, which is something that they don't teach in the New Age movement, how your right and wrong actions, even inaction, can affect this reality, because inaction is a big one. That's another reason why why we're going through what we're going through now is the lack of action for most people. There isn't enough people out there doing this, taking action, taking a stand, and fighting against tyranny. Yeah, I know a lot of people like to talk about this and that, about how this is happening, how there's an awakening, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? The biggest problem here is that people overall are not waking. Most people are still asleep, and a lot of people are half asleep. They have an idea of what's going on, but they don't get the full picture. And also this goes into the fact that there is actually physical, non-physical forces at play that are influencing this reality negatively. And the reason why this is going on because of the fact that they have no idea, because a lot of people are trapped in a five-sense illusionary reality. They actually think that the material world is all there is. They have this materialist attitude because of the fact they are too left-brained, or they just have they lack the feminine within themselves, which governs intuition, creativity, and all the things that actually help you be able to see into the rims beyond the third-dimensional physical world of just five senses. Like I said, even though we got dark forces amongst us, I mean, it's not actually really a scary thing once you realize that these people don't really have power over you. You people actually have been fooled into believing they have power over you because of the fear, because they bought into all their fear-mongering and the fact they take advantage of the fact that most of people born onto this planet, incarnate into this reality, completely forget who they come from and who they are and how powerful they really are. That's another problem. And what's even worse is the fact that most people out there have been so mind-controlled, so conditioned, that they don't even care. You try to talk to people about these things, people think you're crazy. You think you're an idiot or a fool, which is pretty sad. And it's just, it's pretty sad. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's not funny about it, but it's not cool either. Because it's very frustrating, and it makes me wonder how humanity is going to get through this. Because right now, the conscious level of how things are right now is really, really bad. I mean, human consciousness overall is pretty low, And like I said, there's not going to be no true change until we change our consciousness. We need to start focusing on changing what's within ourselves. Even though I talk about how we need to change the system, at the same time, I'm all about also simultaneously trying to raise our consciousness. Now, I'm doing the best I can by doing this work, by encouraging other people to actually take back their own power, which is going to be something I'm going to go into in depth. Like I said, this is an introduction, and I'm not going to get into details this evening. I'm sorry. And also, I want to talk. One thing about myself I want to talk about is how I'm all about being transparent and being real. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm not here to be popular, and I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to tell how it is. So I'm going to be really blunt and to the point about certain things. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm not going to walk out like shows. I won't buy into political correctness. So don't expect none of that with me, because this is about discovering the truth about who we are, regardless of how it makes you feel. You know, a lot of people are going to be resistant to the information I'm going to put out, but I'm not trying to reach people who are resistant. I'm trying to reach people who are ready for a new solution to what's going on. It's that simple. So, like I said, that's what this podcast is going to be about in the future when I do more episodes. It's like in this podcast series, like I said, the length of each episode is not going to be necessarily very long, because I can't go on all day. I can't keep running my mouth, talk. I'm more of a writer than a speaker, and you'll see that on my webpage, or more so the blog. But anyways, in the meantime, if you are hungry for information or what I'm all about, you want to know what I'm all about, just go to my brand new YouTube page, or you can go to my blog. So that'll be it for this evening. In the second episode, I'm probably going to get into the dynamics of universal law. I'm not sure. We'll see. And if you ask when the next one's going to be, I'm not sure. We'll see. Maybe in a few days or at latest next week I'm going to do another one, because I got to plan out this one. So, yeah, we'll see what I'm going to talk about. Because when we're talking about universal law, when we're talking about taking back your own power, you need to understand how the real law of attraction is universe work. And knowing the real law of attraction is knowing universal law, which is really simple. So that's it for right now. And that's it for this evening.